This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Welcome in. It is B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP today alongside Brian Mitchell. Got plenty of stuff we're going to hit today. I'm sure you had a great day off yesterday, B. It was probably a nice, relaxing weekend for you.
Yes, it was. I enjoyed myself tremendously. Let me see what I did this weekend.
Well, did you watch any of the stuff this weekend? Like the hockey game Saturday night was awesome.
No.
You didn't watch that?
No.
Three fights in 9 seconds between USA and Canada?
Well, I heard about all of it, and I saw some highlights. I didn't actually watch the exact thing. What was I doing? I did some stuff.
I'm telling you, if you didn't watch any All-Star Weekend, you didn't miss anything.
I saw I like the way that they do the basketball, where they have the first to 40.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that puts a little bit more pressure on things. And they were playing defense, you know. So it's no longer like just run and shoot.
Yeah, the thing that I hated is there was just so much fluff. Just play basketball.
That's all they played, but we knew Steph was going to shoot the ball from half court.
Well, and I didn't mind like you said, the basketball stuff wasn't actually that bad. It was just a constant, we're running a ceremony for this. We're doing a Mr. Beast thing for this. Like, come on, man, just play basketball.
Listen, it's like right now, as much as we want to see just the sport, and I know people, and I do it myself, we critique and we criticize the players. But you know who cares as much as the players? The owners and the GMs and the coaches. They don't want guys getting hurt doing this. If you get hurt during the season, yes, that's okay. But you get hurt in an all-star game or something of that sort, they don't want to deal with, especially in football. You know, they can talk about the players as much as they want. The ownership is like, look, I'm giving this dude $20, $30, $40 million. I don't want him getting hurt in the all-star game.
Well, and that's the tough part, B. Mitch, is I understand with, like, the NFL, there's really no way to take injuries out of the sport. It's the way that the sport is played. So you're never going to get the Pro Bowl back to what the Pro Bowl used to be. I just don't see a way that's happening.
Hell, football is not what it used to be.
No, it's not.
Basketball is not what it used to be.
Well, and I think that's the problem, B. Mitch, that I have with basketball is, and maybe this is why I think a lot of players get frustrated, because I think just about everybody that's lived in this country for any amount of time or grown up in this country, they've played basketball, right? Yeah. They've played quite a bit of basketball. And what I don't understand is these guys act like there's no way to go out and play a competitive basketball game without risking injury. Yet, you'll see these same runs during the summer where these dudes are getting together in New York at a random gym or getting together in L.A., and you know they're playing competitive ball. They're not putting themselves in danger, but they're playing competitively with some intensity, but they can't do that in the All-Star game.
Well, I think the thing of it in the All-Star game is when you see that other thing, they call it All-Star break.
That's true.
Okay, if I'm at the middle of the season, I'm feeling a lot worse than what I felt when I'm in the summer. And now I just finished playing 40-plus games. Yeah, 50 games if you add the preseason. And, well, hell, they don't normally play, and I understand that's probably part of the problem.
Sure.
But the ultimate thing is they're not going to go as hard in that. Now, I think the slam dunk contest is the most exciting thing, I think. McClung, did his thing. Now he got other guys saying they want to come out and do it. I hope some other guys come and do it because, hell, they have to give him a 10-day contract so he can go slam dunk.
Yeah.
And I think Ja Morant says he's going to do it. Giannis, come on, dog. You're almost 7 feet tall. You're going to dunk. You're not getting no 50s. Okay, unless you jump a whole damn limousine, you got to do some interesting stuff.
Because remember, Dwight Howard did it. He's 7 foot tall, and he was doing interesting stuff.
Didn't look good. Yeah, I mean, when he did the Superman cake, that one, Dwight with the Superman cake, yeah, it looked awful. If you're 6 feet, and you do the Superman. Looks great.
It's true.
When Mike did it, and he kicked the legs out and stuff like that, and leaned to the side. Once you get over Tom Chambers back in the day, you know. Once you 6'9", 6'10", you don't need to be in a dunk contest. It doesn't look the same.
it's not as interesting.
You get the guys about 6'3", to 6'4", and they can just fly. Then it looks great. What, Jeff?
I have a suggestion.
What's the suggestion? Raise the rim.
I would suggest you stretch and get some of that lactic acid out of you were trying to play All-Star Weekend.
How about we lower the rim and have a 106.7 dunk contest?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if
I don't think nobody wants to see that.
That definitely would be
hilarious.
Jeff, just full disclosure here. The last time I tried to dunk on a short rim, I tore my ACL. So I'm going to be out. I'm going to be out on that one.
Wait. Tell me. You should have taken that one to your grave.
Though. Well, it happens.
You don't tell people. Basically, you just said, how tall is this rim?
I'm going to lie and say 9.5 feet, but it was not 9.5 feet. It was more probably like 8.5.
It was not good.
B. Mitch, it's not good. I was wearing shoes that had no traction. It was a little bit wet outside. I didn't tie them up. I never laced these shoes up. I go up, and when I came down, I almost passed out because I just destroyed my knee. So not great. But, yeah, I mean, I think you'd be, you know, you go look at All-Star Weekend.
Yeah.
It used to be something that I loved to watch, B. Mitch. It used to be something that I wanted to.
We have to change.
I mean,
the problem is here, and this happens in most aspects of sports. We keep expecting what we saw 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago.
Sure.
And it hadn't been there for 15, 20 years. We have to understand that now they're not. Look, the players aren't going to risk themselves. The front offices don't want them to risk themselves. And the damn owners damn sure don't want them to risk themselves. So if they're not going to do it, stop expecting it. See, people are mad at the NFL. I am happy. The NFL said, we're not playing football, so we're going to play flag football.
Yeah.
We're going to have video games. Basically, what the All-Star game is the fans come to an area where they got all the All-Stars, and they want to get a chance to take a picture to get an autograph. That's what it is. So the NFL has basically given you exactly that. They don't do anything that's risky. They have some weird games. You know, I think playing – dodgeball is the way that they're diving on the ground. That's more dangerous than their football.
Yeah, it definitely
is. Yeah, so they've given you exactly what you want. And on top of that, when you look at the basketball, everybody sits up here, they're mad because they don't play defense in the All-Star game. Hell, they don't play defense in the regular season. So why the hell are we still mad? See, I think as fans, we're crazy as hell. We know what we have, and then we expect something else, and we get mad at them for not doing what we know that they're not going to do.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, it's weird. I think the issue here, B. Mitch, is even just getting, you know, I'm not that old. I'm 26 years old, so it's not like it's not like I was watching Michael Jordan and the guys back in the day playing the All-Star game, but even just growing up with Kobe, it's not like there wasn't some tomfoolery in the All-Star game then.
But when it got down to the second half, last quarter, they will hunker down. The same thing they try and do, well, before this year.
Yes.
Last year, in the fourth quarter, that's when they start caring about the money.
And that's what I think people want to see. Is I don't need to see you play 48 minutes. I get you're not going to.
Yeah.
Because it is, like you said, an all-star break. Emphasis on break.
Yeah.
But I do want to see a little more competition. They've got, you know, they're trying different stuff. I don't necessarily love what they're trying to do.
I like the old and the new yesterday. Day before yesterday was.
Yeah. I didn't mind some of the squads.
Steph and his crew took on the upcoming players. Because you know what? Like, I've heard people that played in the NBA make this comment. Well, the players that are coming out now are far more athletic and way better than these older players that are getting older now. I said, dog, You can't tell me that the players today are just way more athletic than what Michael Jordan was.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell me that the people are way more athletic than when LeBron first came out of college.
Yeah.
You know, Steph still could shoot the ball with the best of them. So when they had the young upcoming stars playing against them, I'm like, okay, we're going to see what's going to happen here. Then when you got all of the international players, everybody that shoot three-pointers, hey, I was with Kevin Hart, you know, all 5'2" of him. You know, if somebody's 7 feet or near 7 feet shooting three-pointer, bench him.
Yeah.
They got into that little matchup against Steph and could not even stay on the court with him.
Mm-hmm.
They shot circles around him, ran circles around him. I like when Kyrie came in and he basically did boom on what's the kid, the tall kid?
Wemby. Yeah.
Wemby, 7'5". He shook him, boom, with a wide open shot, bang. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like seeing all that because at that point, then you start looking at basketball for what it really is. Age don't make you good. Height don't make you great. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You better be able to get out there and make it produce because the best person on the court got the MVP. That was Steph.
Yeah.
You know, and so we can talk about what we wish and what the rules have changed for guys to come in and do it, but everybody shouldn't be pulling up threes.
Well, and what,
especially when you're 7'5".
Definitely.
The dude dunk when looking in the rim.
I tell you what, B-Mitch, though, it's crazy. I was over when Wemby was in town about a week and a half ago or so.
Uh-huh.
I went over and watched him play the Wizards, and that dude is unreal. 7'3". It doesn't even look real. He looks like someone that got stretched out a little bit and gained a few inches of height but lost a little bit of the width and mass. That dude is unreal. He had a stretch against the Wiz, knocked down three straight threes, then got the ball in the low post and then hit a fadeaway jumper. Just unreal to see some of the skill. But the thing that I think is going to be interesting now is I do like the way that they did it because that OG squad, that's the people that I grew up watching.
Those
that's
were
the people
assassins.
That's the people that are the faces of the league, right?
Yeah, and all those dudes are basically, like I said, assassins. Those are the guys for years that, at the end of the game, take over.
Absolutely. And what I'm interested in B-Mitch, is those guys are in the last 3-4 years of their career, more than likely. LeBron,
some of them more than that.
Yeah.
Some closer, I mean.
Like, LeBron's probably got maybe a year or two. He didn't obviously play. Steph Curry's got a couple more years. Some of these guys. I'm curious who the next guy is. Is it going to be Wemby? Is Anthony Edwards going to take on that role?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's one of the things that the NBA has to answer because they're built so heavily on their stars, is who's going to take the mantle from the Steph Currys, the LeBrons, the Kyries, those sorts of guys.
See, one of those guys is the kid right there in Oklahoma City.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
But he's quiet.
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of the guys coming around now, they just ball, but they don't say nothing. Hell, Steph didn't really say a lot. Steph just shimmied a little bit. He shoot the ball and turn before the ball hit the net. And that made it. But he came in being a baby-faced dude and was just.
He still looks like a baby-faced.
Destroying these guys, these towers. But he was able to get off a shot. And like they were talking the other night, who's the best ball handler? Like, Steph is damn good at what he does. But, you know, Kyrie is the magical. You watch some of the stuff he was doing the other night, bro. Thinking when he dribbled the ball and hesitated, and what did Wemby do? Stop with it, and then he got the ball laid up on him. It's just, listen, man, they're all different skill levels, but the league has to realize one thing. When a guy's good, he's good. When Steph came into the league, nobody expected this.
No.
And when you look at Davidson, you didn't expect him to be here. You knew he could shoot the ball, but this dude became the face. He took over even while LeBron, KD and all them were playing. That little babyface assassin because he could shoot it from anywhere. When he went up from half court and knocked down the first one, I was like, okay, dude is magical.
They
man.
Make that stuff look so easy, B-Mitch.
Man,
it's unreal how
but he
good
works
these
at
guys
it.
Are.
He works at it all the time. You know, one thing he does, he shoot. His daddy was damn good. But this guy shot the ball all the time. So he gets off all kinds of shots. And a lot of time, when you look at Ray Allen's jump shot was probably something you could put. You could take it and put. Well, we got Jerry West. You could put Ray Allen because he had the prettiest J in the world. Steph don't shoot the ball like Ray did.
No,
he shoots it very awkwardly compared to what the great shooters do. But he makes way more than the rest of them.
Yeah, I mean it's just so unique the ability that he has to make it from. And the thing that I like about Steph is he's unique in that I think he's good off the dribble. He's good off the catch. He's good set. He can shoot anyway. Like, you think Ray Allen, you think of him running off screens.
Yeah.
You think Reggie Miller, they're setting down screens for him. You think of Steph, he can do that.
Steph do all that.
He can kill you off the dribble and then pull up and nail it. Like, it's just unreal how good of a shooter he is.
What is he, 6'3"?
Yeah, 6'3",
6'4". He's shorter than them, so he had to work on the rest of it. But you watch him a lot of times. When he's standing next to everybody else, he looks like he's like 5'10".
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
He looks like he's a little bitty dude, should not be doing the things he's doing, but the guy is damn good, man. Just straight up good.
Speaking of Steph, his teammate Draymond was on the broadcast. I don't know how much you were watching some of these things. Did you catch any of Draymond?
I caught some of Draymond because Draymond was critical of it.
Yeah, what'd you make of that?
Well, I think there are old school players in the league and there are new school players in the league. Draymond is mad because, let's be real, Draymond beats the hell out of you on the basketball court. Draymond wasn't the biggest guy, but he could compete with those guys because he very much had a lot of what Dennis Rodman had inside of him, where I don't care that you 7 feet. If I throw an elbow on your side when you get ready to go up, you can't jump. If I'm leaning on you all day, if I'm stronger than you and I'm going to hinder the hell out of you, I will cause you to have a problem, and you're going to normally react in a negative manner. They laugh at you. Dennis Rodman did the same thing. So right now, the league is to a point where Draymond can't use his secret weapons. He can't use his superhero powers, which is to agitate the hell out of somebody, to beat them up. You can't do that anymore. Because right now, if you look at people too hard, they call fouls on you.
That's true.
So he's critical of it because he understands that Draymond has the mindset, and although he's crazy as hell, crazy as a best of bug, he has a level of respect for what came before him. And he understood what those guys had to go through. What happens in this day and age? The game is so easy because you can't foul, you can't hit hard, you can't do none of that stuff. And they travel around in luxury, and everybody complain all the time about they're so tired. They're not, I'm not in time. The guys back in the day, think about Dr. J wore Chuck Taylors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Chuck Taylors were flat as hell. You know, you had no support. They got the best shoes in the world. They got everything they need. But they all complain about the stuff that the guys never complained about in the back of the day.
I'm curious about this, B. Mitch, and we're going to be joined by Chris Miles in about 10 minutes. But I want to get your thoughts on this real quick. So one thing that I was scrolling Twitter this morning, and different older players, retired players, were kind of beefing with the way that the game is played nowadays. And there's definitely been a transition, right? Mm-hmm. There definitely has been. And one thing that's been interesting to watch is how analytics, as time has gone on, has changed the way basketball's played to eliminate the mid-range jumper in a lot of ways,
mm-hmm,
and some of those things. But what I think is interesting is you get a lot of old heads, guys that have retired from the league, that bash the modern NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that happen in the NFL when you retired, where people looked at the modern NFL? And maybe it's happening now.
It's happening now.
Where they just feel like it's so soft. It's so different.
Yeah,
it's not the league I played in. But I don't see the same happening with NFL legends where they're saying, the game isn't any good anymore, like you hear some NBA legends say.
Well, I think the game is good because let's just be real about this thing. What I understand foremost and first of all about every sport is it's an entertainment business. And that's why today fantasy football gives – I almost said the wrong words. It cares very little about defense.
No, it does not.
In every aspect, in everyone you play.
Correct.
It's all about offense. So you get all the fans that don't know nothing about the sport, but they play fantasy. That's all they want to see. And the rules and everything is going towards that. So I think that upsets a lot of the players. Like, when you get defensive guys like a Draymond, you get defensive players talking about the game of football,
mm-hmm,
they can't stand it. Hell, I'm an offensive player, and I can't stand most times because you can't do anything. Like, the defensive side is handcuffed. You know, to sit out here and you gotta go above and beyond to even be even. You know, and the league don't care. They just keep changing it to make it easy for them. Hitting a defenseless player. When you step on the football field and you snap up your chin strap, you're not defenseless. You know you're gonna get hit today.
Mm-hmm.
If you catch the ball, you're getting hit today. If you run the ball, you're getting hit today. You know? So, but the other guy, I start to hit you when your head is up. You bring your head down. I happen to hit you in the head. It's all on me. You brought your head down to where I was hitting you at.
Yeah.
So it's just the game is like that. And I think the defensive-minded players in all sports hate the sport today because it's too offensive.
Yeah, I completely agree, and it's a credit to one thing that Tom Brady has constantly said of about quarterback play and the defenseless wide receivers is it's a quarterback's job to protect these guys, too. Yeah. I can't throw a dude into a horrible spot.
Tom gave some guys some medicine balls,
too, now.
He definitely did.
I mean, Peyton Manning made a living on it in some ways. He threw those dudes some real hospital balls. But, hey, man, yeah, I think there's a lot that needs to be changed. Chris Miles is going to join us next here on B. Mitch and Finley.
If you're looking for a house to sell, you need to reach out to our friend John Leahy. Look, John is so confident that he can get your instant cash off within 24 hours that John will go out there and just get your house done. You know what? Just like Freddie. Freddie had a home to sell in Rockville. But the problem was, it was totally stuck in the past. And he needed extensive upgrades, along with a full rehab to attract the modern buyers. Thanks to the guidance of John Leahy and the Fine Living Group, the property's complete top-to-bottom upgrade sparked a bidding war, resulting in multiple offers. What followed put a big smile on Freddie's face, as the property sold in just 6 weeks for $14,000 over the asking price. If you're looking for a seamless home selling experience, John's guaranteed offer just might be for you. See for yourself at johnsellsdmv.com. We're talking about our friend John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. Go to johnsellsdmv.com. Find out your home's value in mere seconds. John offers you flexible fees, customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time. And you know what? That's why I trust my guy, John Leahy, to sell my home. And that's why we think John is the MVP of real estate in the DMV. So call John today at 301-900-3052 or online at johnsellsdmv.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Or even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.
Welcome back. It is B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP today alongside Brian Mitchell. Talked a little bit about the NBA. It's time to get some NBA expertise from our guy, Chris Miles. Chris. Chris, what's going on, man?
What up, Chris?
How's it going? How's it going, fellas? I mean, you know, I guess the All-Star Weekend felt like a hangover day after the Super Bowl, I'll tell you that.
Why you say that? It wasn't fun for you?
You know, they got to separate the two. Because you here's the deal. Like, yes, this wasn't the best Super Bowl ever, right? Like, we all agree. But the seriousness, the competitiveness, the emotions that are on the line after the Super Bowl – it's like, man, All-Star Weekend being right after that and talking to people, because it's kind of like the same groups of people, B. Mitch, you know this. I said to you a few years ago in Chicago how crazy it is to be standing at a party at All-Star Weekend and Patrick Mahomes is right there. And I'm like, oh, I'm like getting to talk to Pat Mahomes right after he won the Super Bowl. What? But like, that's kind of the thing. It's like this Super Bowl hangover party where like NFL players are there. And I think it's making it worse for the NBA. I firmly believe that. No one has said that. And I'm like, that's my impression that I get from it.
Let me ask you a question, Chris. So all of the basically All-Star games are taking hits, okay? I think they tried to help it out by doing the different, like the they had the Europeans against one group, then they had the Young Guns against the OGs, Shaq's OGs. I think that brought some excitement to it, but Why do you think that the NBA All-Star game now is taking so many hits, even from players, like for older players would hit him. Now Draymond's still playing, and he's straight out there, and probably he didn't like it.
Let me explain this to you. And what Draymond said is that was the conversation of the weekend amongst everyone, right? Like, so it's almost like that was the Kendrick versus Drake beef hip-hop talk when we were all back there. And the cool thing about All-Star Weekend is you get these organic conversations where, like, yes, Chuck and Shaq, you know this, I get to see them argue about stuff every day, right?
Yeah.
But then it's like, Kevin Hart's there, right? And you're like, oh, snap, like, this is how people feel, like this random influencer. I didn't know this guy. Funny Marco was there. And they're like, given their opinions, and Vince Carter, you know what I mean? So you get all of these guys. So really what Draymond was saying was kind of the old guy feel of it, of like, yeah, man, I earned this right. I don't want these guys out there. And I understand their point. And they're saying part of the problem with All-Star Weekend is that Adam Silver, the commissioner, is too player-oriented, right? Like, he keeps doing things to try to help the players, and now it's hurting the players. It's like if you let your kid have candy one day, but then they ask for ice cream, and then they want, you know, gummies, you're like, you can't have all the snacks in one day. All-Star Weekend has become the kids eating all the snacks in one day, and he's got to tone it down.
Talking with Chris Miles from NBA TV on the Rood Guest Hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You can follow him on Twitter at Chris Miles TV. NBA All-Star Saturday night used to be something that was must-watch TV with the dunk contest, the three-point contest, skills challenge, and you thought, okay, maybe they're going to try a little bit harder after some of the things that Wemby had said last year and different things, and then, sure enough, opening up the skills challenge, you got Chris Paul and Wemby trying to skirt the rules, and it was kind of downhill
but
from there.
But they asked them before, and they told them they could.
Either way.
I mean, still.
Oh, okay. So here's the thing about narrative, right? Like, I thought All-Star Saturday Night was regular. Like, it was mid, right? Like, you didn't have Damian Lillard show out in Oakland, or you didn't have Steph Curry and Klay Thompson battle in a three-point contest. But we saw a good three-point show. I don't think three-point contest was par for the course. The skills challenge, people finally talk about it. It's just something that people have typically ignored. But we got to give credit to Mac McClung, who's my height.
Yeah.
He's not 6'2".
Yeah.
He's barely 6'. 3 years in a row. Everyone, like, you have to understand the energy about it, where they have to get NBA players to do it, right? That's one part of it. But we can't overlook, and I asked this question on our, like, our ride back to hotel, and, like, it caused everyone to have an eruption, right? I'm like, is Mac McClung one of the greatest all-star dunk contest guys? And I asked Vince Carter that, right? Like, he's
I
like,
would have to say yes.
Yeah, he belongs, yes, that's the thing. He belongs in the conversation.
The dunks he did, you had never seen him before.
First of all, let me explain this to you. Not only have we never seen him before, right, but having the privilege of being around the people as it happens and go, whoa, what did we just see? And I think part of it is this. Go look at old dunk contests and watch people's eyes. They're looking at the ball or they're looking at the rim. What Mac McClung is doing is he's looking straight ahead. His feel for where the ball is, where the rim is like Jason Kidd making a pass. You know how you talk about pocket presence with quarterbacks?
Yeah.
This dude is like Joe Montana of understanding the air. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
His intangibles of his feel for the basketball and the rim and when he's in the air and how natural it comes to him because he's so athletic. It's, to me, he's top. Four.
You know, right? What I
Michael
pick
Jordan,
up from him? I pick up from him where the NBA might want to thank him a little bit, because this guy has been so damn good in the dunk contest to where now you have stars saying, I'm gonna be in the dunk contest now.
100%.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The stars ran away from the dunk contest so many times. The greatest of the great did not want to do it. Mike and Dominique did it all the time. But then he comes these last 3 years. He got guys now claiming, oh, I might be in there next year, or you go, I'll go. Before, they didn't want to see it. And I would think that because, you know, Matt being that short.
Yeah.
Hit the rim, then still dunk the ball. Going up over a whole damn car through his leg wide open. The dude is unbelievable.
And not the hood of the car either.
Yeah, I would love to see some of these damn superstars do something other than go play that fake all-star game.
You know what I think? I personally think.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're afraid of the smoke. I do.
And they've been afraid of the smoke for a long time. I've always said that.
Well, and here's the deal. I had the opportunity to speak to the guys from the NBA office because we're like, you know, here's how it happens. You know, so for instance, you know, my show was like the practice, right? Like, My big hurrah is something that no one, you know, like, you're not paying attention to Saturday afternoon practice, right?
Uh-huh.
But here's what happens, B. Mitch. This is where you see who, but I can focus on some of the positives, right? Like Kevin Durant, Trae Young, Victor Wembanyama, Donovan Mitchell, Damian Lillard, Steph Curry. These guys show up for the fans, right?
Yeah.
They show up to do the interviews. They show up to talk to us, right? Here's the problem. Steph Curry should have been in a three-point contest, but he's being pulled in so many different directions because they have all of these sponsorship obligations, all of these extra contracts. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So Steph is like, look, I can't show up to this, dude, practice. I got to rest. Like, I can't come back after All-Star break more tired than I would be
after
four games and 5 nights.
He has been in the damn three-point contest.
Yeah.
There are a bunch of guys who are dunk artists, and they have never been in a dunk contest. See,
I mean, John Moran has no excuse.
As John Thompson always stated, when guys were coming up, they always played one-on-one on the playground. You didn't care if you win or lose. You weren't afraid of the competition.
Yeah.
These guys don't grow up playing one-on-one in the playground. They grew up being favored and being pacified.
Oh, wait, hold on, Venus. That means you watch my interviews? Did you watch my interviews this weekend? Is that what you're doing right now?
I say John Thompson, dude. I used to work with the man. I heard it every day.
No. B. Mitch, this is what's hilarious. What you're saying is what I was saying to the guys this weekend.
Uh-huh.
I got to send it to you, my friend. I asked Kevin Durant, Anthony Edwards, if they're going to add one-on-one. Like, hey, let's put one-on-one on the weekends, right? It got Ant-Man excited. look, man, I talked to Anthony probably three times over the weekend, right? And one was a formal interview. And for him, he's I can see it in his eyes. The game isn't serious enough. So, okay, I'm hurt. I'm not playing. LeBron, feeling the same way. Victor Wembanyama out there visibly frustrated. Let's go one-on-one. Like, if these guys play one-on-one in the Olympics,
hell yeah.
You know, like there's that they play full court one-on-one. The unrivaled, the women that are doing the unrivaled basketball, the WNBA players, they're playing one-on-one. And it's like, are guys afraid to be Brianna Stewart where they get beat 12-0? Is that what it is?
See, I understand.
Kevin Durant said he did.
I understand your point, and it goes hand in hand with what John was saying. When guys were growing up, back in the day, you always went one-on-one. If you lost, you lost. You get them the next time. These guys are afraid because they have to protect their the best. They have to protect their five-star. So they don't play each other one-on-one because if they lose, then someone will say, well, that four-star beat you. Guys didn't care about that back then. They care about that now. And I think that's why we don't see a lot of the competition in the All-Star game.
What's crazy is to the point that you're making, they play one-on-one all the time with the cameras off.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's so what I'm saying.
If you go,
I want to see it.
If you go to the arena, if you go, yes, this is what they need to do. For hands down, and here's what's crazy, right? And I know you noticed, B-Mitch, because you were at the Super Bowl and you're on Media Row, and you ask a question, and a player feels obligated to answer the question, right? So I'll give you an example. I think I asked, maybe it was Kevin Durant about just a generic question about the weekend or something, right? And he answered and he looked at me like, cool, good question, like whatever, dude, right? But I asked him his top five players in DMV history. The guy almost jumped out of his chair to answer the question.
Uh-huh.
So I say this to tell you this. When I ask Kevin Durant and Anthony Edwards, do you think they should add one-on-one to All-Star Weekend? Both are like, yes, yes. Like, that's what we want. Yes, I want to play against that guy. I want to play one-on-one. I'm like, then that needs to happen.
Yeah.
Because these guys are like, look, dunk, like if you listen to Ant-Man's answer on the dunk contest, he's like, look, I'm not practicing. I'm an in-game dunker. I'll dunk on you, right? But yeah. I don't know how to come up with creative stuff. And if you watch Anthony dunk, he's not doing, you know, crazy stuff with the ball. He is jumping, like, into Chet Holmgren's head and punching it through, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's part of it is, like, these guys are like, look, you see what I do in games. What am I going to do in a dunk contest? And that's what happened with Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown felt kind of, like, embarrassed because he was terrible in a dunk contest. But in game, he does better dunks in game than he did in a dunk contest.
Well, and I think talking with Chris Miles on the Rude Guest Hotline, I think it kind of fits with what the NBA tries to do where they market the individual players maybe more so than any other league. So being able to say, hey, Anthony Edwards is going to go up against Steph Curry one-on-one, or you're going to have Wemby against Kevin Durant, and be able to say these guys, and it's a more individual sport in that way, in the way that they market it, I think it would fit in perfectly with what they're trying to do.
Start pushing it, Chris. I think it should be there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure one-on-one is going to be there next year, judging from the players' reaction. And here's the other thing, B. Mitch, and you know this, once you have the privilege of, like, talking to people who make decisions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think I could say this name, and I think I'm okay. So Joe Dumars, you know, former Pistons great, is part of, you know, the group that makes the decisions to change rules for the regular season, right?
Yep.
So we're standing there in the tunnel, and he's like, hey, Chris, you know, I like what you said the other day. I was like, oh, cool. And I'm like, you know, I don't think guys should be, you know, fans are tired of the team that's ahead being able to foul at the end of games. He's like, what? I'm like, you know, like we all talk about the free throws and the end of games because the NBA, the games are better than they've ever been. I don't know if you know this. People aren't really paying attention. I have to watch every night. This is the best games I've ever been, point blank, period. And I was like, you know, the thing that fans are getting upset with is you get to end of the games and it slows down too much.
Yeah.
Right? The fourth quarters are taking too long. He's like, so what do you think, Chris? I'm like, you know, this thing where coaches are outsmarting themselves where they're up by three and they foul the opponent. Fans lose it. They hate it. Yeah, that's a tech. Should make that a technical foul. If you're leading and you foul on purpose, then the team that's down should get a free throw and the ball back.
And it he's makes like, sense. Oh. Because they try to take all the other fakes, all the other when they do on purpose things out the game. Take that out the game.
Yeah, he said good idea, and that's what I mean. I think you need to have people who watch a lot of basketball who are in it trying to be involved in these decisions and stop trying to make, like, look, no one wants to see the rising stars versus Steph Curry. You know what we want to see? What was the biggest event in basketball this past year? Gold medal game in the Olympics, hands down.
Yeah.
Gold medal game. You know why? France is coming. So if you had Victor Wembanyama, Giannis, and that's what they kind of try to make a facsimile with the way that Chuck picked his teams. Yeah, the international team versus the Americans. Because the international guys have won the MVPs. That is what East and West was. Let's see it. Like, let's see it. Because right now, the international guys might mop the floor with the Americans. And that would, people would be so intrigued. You have the element of the Olympics, right? And with NBC coming in, NBC has the Olympics. It still has that same kind of like narrative and concept. To me, that's the way to go. Instead of trying to do all these overcomplicated things, go with what's working right now and do that.
Well, and Chris, if you want to get Americans fired up about something, tell them that someone else is better at something than the Americans.
We'll find out real quick.
You'll get Americans right
back into that thing. We'll find out real quick.
So, if I know us at all, I think you say that the internationals caught up or maybe passed them, they'll be a little bit frustrated. Chris, appreciate the time, man. Always good to chat.
All right, B. Mitch, I'm going to send you those videos, too, so you can see me and you on the same page.
All right, brother. Do that.
All right,
bro.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate Chris Miles for joining us. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Chris Miles TV. When we come back, we'll talk about the other thing that happened over the weekend, Four Nation Face-Off, and Thursday night, Canada versus USA rematch for the championship. You're going to be tuned in. It's B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. College basketball is reaching its most exciting stretch of the season. Right now, new customers on FanDuel get $150 in bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. That's 150 extra bucks to bet on everything from the conference clashes to tournament upsets and even who's cutting down the nets. Listen, Auburn and Alabama was going at it. That may be another matchup you get to see as we begin to get closer to March. If you've been waiting to join FanDuel, there's no better time. The app is easy to use, and when you win, you'll get paid instantly. So visit FanDuel.com/Brian to get in on the college hoops action before March takes over. FanDuel, sports book is the official partner, 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back. It is B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP today alongside Brian Mitchell. Always good to chat with Chris Miles. Thought he had some good things to say about the All-Star game there. So the other thing going on this weekend was the Four Nations face-off. And you said you didn't get to watch a whole lot of this, but USA-Canada on Saturday night was electric. I think it's going to be great again on Thursday in Boston this time for the championship. But I think they found something here for hockey where I was listening to the Junks driving in. They had a hockey insider on from ESPN, and he was talking about how this is almost like a preview for the Olympics next year where they're going to take the Olympic break and you're going to have more countries involved than just these four. But I think this was a really, really good idea for hockey and just to get the buy-in that these players had. While we're all complaining about All-Star Weekend here and the Pro Bowl and everything, this really caught a lot of people's attention.
Well, I think it caught a lot of people's attention because you're playing for your nation. And I think when you once you throw that into it, you're going to get a level of competition. I think JP had mentioned it. Oh, yeah, this is going to the competition. Well, it's United States against Canada. Inherently, you're going to play as hard as you play normally.
Yeah, and Finland playing Sweden. Yeah.
Then when you look at it, what Chris was just stating earlier, it ended up being the international players against the stars, and the international players lost, okay? You think Steph and his crew wasn't thinking we can't let them beat us?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think in basketball, you can do that. In football, there's nothing outside of the United States that can compete with them in football. Hands down. I mean, if you could go another 20, 30 years, 40 years from now, you may. But right now, it'll be a waste of time. But you got to find a way to find out what makes people click. You know? And I think this right here, as soon as you knew it, like they say, the Four Nations tournament, there are players from all over the place. You know? But still, just having those four, the competition level is going to be high. Like, fights breaking out as soon as the game start, they have dislike for each other.
They do. They do.
When you get that pettiness into it, you're going to get some competition.
Well, and just as a casual hockey fan myself, where I basically just watch the Capitals, I don't really check out what else is going on. I don't know that I'm tuned in for USA-Finland. I don't know that I care last night that much about USA-Sweden. But as soon as you get USA versus Canada on the ice, sign me up. Where do I get to watch this thing? Because it's always going to be great because of that rivalry, because of that national pride. It's similar to whenever, you know, there's a USA-Mexico soccer match or USA-England.
Once you put USA against anything, some level of the patriotism pops in.
Sure.
And it makes fans like it more, and it makes the players say, I don't want to lose to this team.
Well, and I think that's the big thing is it'd be one thing if it's USA-Canada and it's tiddlywinks.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, it's USA-Canada and they're – this is for real.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think, you know, just some of the added extra stuff that happened there, booing the anthem and all the political stuff, whatever about that. We're not talking about that, but just some of the extra stuff that added into this. And then you get a really good hockey game after three fights in 9 seconds. I'm excited about Thursday night, where that was in Montreal. U.S. went into Montreal, won 3-1. Thursday night's going to be in Boston. And I'm intrigued to see.
How long you think before the first punch is thrown?
I don't know that they'll do it as much in this one because this one's the championship and they're going to want to stay on the ice. But I would not be surprised if in the first minute someone's throwing.
Somebody fighting.
Somebody's going
Listen,
at
man,
it.
They have already sent the message. So-and-so, Toby is fighting White Brian. They sent the message already. You know what I'm saying?
I'll take my chances with White Brian.
But I'm saying, it's already there. And listen, they understand. 2-minute penalty, and then let's just play hockey then.
Yeah.
They're going to have a fight.
Yeah, and I think it was good hockey, too. I think the thing that's really good about this tournament is ultimately what you're trying to do with these all-star weekends and stuff of the nature is you want to see the best players play, right?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever tuned into an NHL all-star game, and I'm not watching the Edmonton Oilers all that often.
I watched some of them.
But, you know, occasionally make turning, but it's not like appointment viewing. This one was. And so getting to see guys like Connor McDavid, which I maybe watch twice a year when the Capitals play them, it's cool seeing those guys in an element where, and I like this too with how hockey works, where you've got star-studded lines. It's good hockey with excitement where it's up and down the ice, fast-paced.
Yeah.
I think the style and everything, the NHL really knocked it out of the park with this, where everyone's complaining about All-Star Weekend for the NBA and they're talking about the Pro Bowl and all those things.
But if it was just a regular All-Star Hockey Weekend, I think they'll be complaining about that too. But they
100%.
They found something that they say, you know what, this can fill that void.
Well, and it's a unique thing where they can kind of do this because the Olympics is ultimately going to take this spot next year, I believe, I think it's in Italy. So it's going to be this same sort of time frame. You're going to have the Olympic tournament. I think it's unique that it can kind of cut into a hockey season because for me initially, I was thinking football season's done and the Capitals go on a break. Like that's the team I was looking forward to watching, but I'm actually bought into this tournament. You're going to be tuned in on Thursday night for USA Canada?
I'm going to check out a little bit left.
Yeah.
But I'll just say this. The NBA needs to learn. You know when we found out? When I first heard about the All-Star game? Friday. Think about
True.
It. It was not promoted like it normally is. And that's a problem.
Yep.
That's a hell of a problem. You have a whole week and nobody was talking about it.
No. It's
true. Didn't even see stuff on TV. And then Friday, we were like, oh, the All-Star game is this weekend. You don't want that.
But you knew about the Four Nations.
You knew about Four Nations.
Telling you all about that.
You know, and then like the Super Bowl had just ended. So if you want to pull it, like we talk about having good shows in front of you, behind you, it kind of lead people into you and lead you on. Yo, they had a great show leading into them. The Super Bowl was a great show. And then you should have taken that whole week. They didn't do it. They failed.
I bet you the guy joining us at 11 o'clock is going to have some good thoughts on the USA-Canada matchup on Thursday night. Barstool Nate going to join us next here on B. Mitch and Finley.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.